Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
ESPN Denver 1600 presents Clar and Company.
Positivity show and positively more guitar rock for Broncos Blast with Ian St. Clair. I'm Michael Clark. He's Mark Knutson. You can follow him at Ian St. Clair. Follow him at Mile High Report. Listen to the Mile High Report radio podcast. He is also the lead writer at PlayColorado.com, and he's going to tell us how the Broncos are going to beat the Patriots. And keeping it positive, you can keep calm and frame on with Brian Hart from Framed Art. Positive show, all good news, and that's who Brian Hart is, always helping others. Look on the Twitter feed, at Framed Art, custom shadow box frame for the Colorado Alzheimer's Association, memories in the making. Each year, Framed Art donates so many things, but including time and materials to support Alzheimer's, a wonderful cause, special burlap mat, creative cuts to frame within a frame. It's personal to sports memorabilia, museum quality fine art, the award-winning framer for all of Metro Denver, Framed Art, 3065 South Broadway. And good morning, the man who will bring us the magic formula, Ian St. Clair.
Good morning, guys, and I have a huge smile on my face for the Van Halen running with the devil, so a great homage to one of the greatest guitar players to ever grace our presence in Eddie Van Halen, and love the intro music.
Well, we did that just for you, Ian, because I knew I saw your tweets too after mine, and it was a tough day when we lost Eddie, and it's cool to have him back, but I'm still trying to figure out, if you're with us in the last break, but Michael, I'm still trying to figure out how an email can be mouthwatering. I haven't figured that out yet. So maybe you can help me with that at some point.
when you read about them, all the
liquid treasure
and wines, liquid treasure. That's it. So how are the Broncos? They're coming off a win. We'll talk about positivity. Let's celebrate while we can, when we can, right? In this difficult age we're surviving through. But you've got a plan, I assume, because usually you're the glass half full kind of guy, and this is our positivity show. How the heck the Broncos are going to go into New England and Mark Kisla's on site to watch them do it? How are they going to beat Bill Belichick? And I guess we don't have any clues as to who the quarterback will be yet for the Patriots.
Yeah.
I think the fact that there's going to be an extra day here, I would be shocked if it's not Cam Newton at quarterback for the Patriots. And I think we got glimpses of it from Vic Fangio. I think it was smart for him to prepare for all three, but put more of the focus on Cam Newton. So, but even if they don't play, this defense for the New England Patriots is going to be an issue. So where the Broncos can beat this defense is by running the football, using Melvin Gordon, and they'll have Philip Lindsay back. There's some more positivity for this. They're finally going to get the local kid back, and Pat Shurmur will be able to use the two-back set that he hasn't been able to use since the opening game against the Titans. They have to run the football, and they have to control the clock. They need to take the pressure off of Brett Rypien, because what this defense just did, the New England defense just did to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, is still blowing me away, because they held him and the Chiefs to 19 offensive points. That's the second fewest the Chiefs have scored since Mahomes became the starting quarterback to begin the 2018 season. So knowing that, and now that more than likely Brett Rypien's going to be the quarterback, I think it would be smart for Fangio and the Broncos to delay Drew Locke coming back because of the short week now and let him play the Miami Dolphins at home. That's how you do it. You need to be able to run the football, control the clock, keep the pressure off of Brett Rypien, because, like I just said, given what they just did to Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, Ian, I saw a tweet from Shelby Harris who's probably indicative of what several of the players were unhappy about the NFL moving the game to Monday afternoon. I don't necessarily see that as a negative for the Broncos at this point. I think the Broncos are the team that hasn't had any positive tests. They've done everything proper. They have had no disruptions in their preparation. Whether Cam Newton plays or not, it hasn't been a normal week or so for him. It's been the Patriots facility is closed until Saturday. They're not getting a normal week of practice in. I see this delay being kind of a positive for the Broncos. I'm not sure exactly why they're upset.
I think it's not so much for this week's game. I think it's for having a short week to prepare for the Miami Dolphins. So now, instead of having 2 days to prepare, because they would have played on Sunday, so they would have had Monday and Tuesday to get ready for the game plan and practice on Wednesday. Now they lose all of Monday and basically most of Tuesday. But they'll be able to, I think they'll travel back on Monday night. So I guess that's one positive, to keep it positive, is that they play at 3:00 Mountain Time on Monday. So they'll be able to get back in a decent amount of time, probably around midnight or so. And then they'll have all Tuesday to basically prepare. So I think it's more not for the fact that it's the Patriots, that it's somehow going to benefit them, because, as you said, they haven't practiced all week. Cam Newton hasn't practiced at all.
Yeah.
So it's more so for what's to come with the Miami Dolphins.
Well, it's just like a typical Monday night scenario, isn't it? I mean, they're used to doing this. They've done it before.
Yeah, I mean, aside from the fact that the game is going to start at 3 p.m., that I've never seen a Monday game start at 3, so that'll be different.
No way.
But I do think it's because of the short week now to prepare, when it wouldn't have been a short week had the Patriots followed the protocol. Not to say that they're to blame for that, but I feel like they think they're being punished for doing it right, while the Patriots seem to be the ones getting a benefit from this when they have not done it right since they've had positive tests. So I think that's where Shelby Harris and some of the negativity toward the not liking the move is coming from.
Well, let's get a prediction in our last couple of minutes here of how this game will turn out. You've had some pretty good scores you've given us in the past. Let's take a look at that.
I think if Brett, or if it's Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer, and if it's not Cam Newton, I think it'll be Stidham. That gives a little bit of a chance for the Broncos to potentially do some things defensively, because the other key to my game is they have to win the turnover battle. If Brett Rypien throws three more picks against this defense, even if it's Stidham or Hoyer, they're not going to win this game. So they have to win the turnover battle. And we heard from Vic Fangio this week that he wants his defense to start getting turnovers. It needs to start creating turnovers. And if they can win the turnover battle, that gives them a puncher's chance. that's where it comes. Can they run the football? Are they going to be able to control the clock against this defense that just kept Patrick Mahomes in check? And I think if Cam Newton had played that game against the Chiefs, New England may have won that football game. So I think it's all about getting turnovers on defense and controlling the clock. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think the Patriots are going to end up winning this game 27-13, even if Cam Newton doesn't play. If he does play, it may be a little bit more lopsided. But that's where I'm leaning right now.
All right. The
we're supposed to be positive.
This, I believe Cam is not practicing again today, according to Bill Belichick, and it's good. It is good news that finally the defensive genius, sometimes known as Uncle Vic, is sending 4 and 5 pass rushers on the blitz, so that there is a chance for more for us to see more here. Will your final question, Ian? Will your horse tracks column now run on Sunday or Monday? Because game day is now Monday.
It'll still run on Sunday morning, and since it is a positivity show, I think there is a good chance that the Broncos will be able to run the football. It's just a matter of Pat Shurmur being consistent with it and channeling Mike Shanahan or Gary Kubiak and sticking with it, even if it's not successful, knowing that eventually it'll pay off later in the game. If they're able to do that, that will give them a chance, and that's where I think that they could potentially be successful, because if they can run the football, then that sets up the passing game for Brett Rypien to make the throws that he made against the Jets to Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, maybe potentially even Melvin Gordon out of the backfield. So that's where they can potentially come in and steal this game.
You know, it would be cool if they had John Fox and Tim Tebow. If they had Tim Tebow, Mike McCoy, John Fox, they could switch to a running offense this week like they did a few years back. Maybe, who knows, right? Go back to the college read option. Let's go to the read option.
I'm looking forward to that game against the Chiefs receivers myself. Ian?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian.
We got to run. We're at the end of this one. Broncos Blast. Ian St. Clair. Read him. Mile High Report. Listen to him. Mile High Report radio podcast. Thank you, Ian.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up next, we talk a little baseball with Manny on MLB, Manny Randhawa, Mark Knutson, and I talking about the playoffs, the surprise success of some Rockies-like teams making and advancing in the playoffs from not the big markets. We'll stay positive. That's our theme today. It's a whole show of positivity. He's Mark Knutson. I'm Michael Clark. Stay tuned.